All right, we are here at the 2018 ACUC in Boston, Massachusetts, and we are here today with Mr. Joe Sullivan. You're today's keynote, Joe. Congratulations.
Thank you. I didn't even know that. All right, okay. Well,
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
Learned something new every day.
I got here at midnight last night, and I'm highly caffeinated this morning, and as you and I talked about, went out for a run in the 96-degree weather already this morning. So glad to be here, Mike. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Well, let's get to the heart of the matter here, sir. Your topic today is deepening human connections in an increasingly digital world. This is like the timely of timely topics today, because people, especially in the financial services industry, we're all in on the digital. We're all in on the digital. But oh my gosh, wait a minute. What about the human connection, which is what you're talking about? So give us a quick summary.
Well, Mike, as we invest in digital, which is absolutely necessary for the long-term relevancy of any financial institution today, one of the things that I've constantly said is we are missing the idea of human connection and the importance of why people want to connect and how they want to connect with you, and that is changing. So I've often said that the greatest gift that you can give to another human being is to let them know that they have been heard and listened to and understood. And credit unions need to think about that, not only within the context of their branches, but when people call in or log in or use the mobile app or are on a chat feature. We have to constantly ask ourselves, are we deepening, are we being in a real connection with our consumer that we are banking?
Indeed. And you mentioned there are three aspects to the kind of deepening a human connection. Can you lay those out for us? Can you outline
what I'm going to talk about today are really what I call the three tenets of human connection: establishing a clear purpose, establishing empathy, and rethinking what a face-to-face transaction looks like. Now, let's start with purpose in just a few minutes. We don't want to give them too much because we want them to show up.
I don't want to steal your thunder, all right?
All right. But at the end of the day, often, and I'll ask this today, what difference are you trying to make in the world? If your world is a county, a seg group, a community, a three-mile radius around a branch, what difference are you trying to make in the world? And when the people at the credit union can answer that question, then they're really getting somewhere, because having a clear purpose not only attracts members to want to bank with you or that particular institution, but it also attracts people to want to work for you, because we're looking at what is this institution doing to serve humanity, to serve the needs of this community and so forth, because a purpose must really be aligned with the marketplace. So I'm going to take people through an exercise, teach them one that they can use at their institution, and not make this overly complicated. So having a clear purpose is the first tenet. The second one is establishing empathy. You know, Daniel Pink, who keynoted at this conference a few years ago when I was here, you know, he talked about the idea that it's not about sympathy. It's not about feeling sorry for someone, but really to understand what it's like to be in another person's shoes. So if you have a member that is trying to clean up their credit score, save for a house, get a bigger down payment, put their kids through college, what is it like to be in that person's shoes? So what we're working on with institutions also is helping them with skills on empathy. And my work as a psychotherapist really gets into that as well. And so how do you take anywhere along the member journey and you look at that and say, are we establishing empathy here? And we're going to take people through how do you establish what's called an empathy quotient, so you can measure, are we really listening to the member? Are we hearing what they're not saying? Because most people do not really say what it is that they need from you. And we're going to talk about the idea of shame. People have a lot of shame around money, and shame blocks empathy, and that's the last thing that we're at. Shame blocks human connection. So one of the things that a credit union can do is to look at all their operational procedures and say, is this a shame-producing or an empowering experience for the member? So my job here today is to get people to think differently about that, to recognize, hey, there is a problem or an opportunity on the table here that they probably didn't even know to think about. So I'm not here to make them feel bad. I'm here to get them to think a little differently. Well, I'm okay if they feel a little bad as long as they do something.
Of course.
Now, action. Thinking the idea of a face-to-face connection. So I will tell you what I said before we went on the air here, that I was out running this morning, and I went into what I thought was just a Pete's Coffee location to get some coffee since I got in at midnight. And it was inside of a Capital One Cafe, which ironically is one of the institutions I'm going to talk about today. Rethinking the idea of the bricks and mortar, for example, face-to-face connection. We are moving away from transaction. We should have moved away from the transaction years ago. and move toward interaction. Yep. So the idea of the investment in bricks and mortar is not dead, but rethinking how can we interact with a customer, a member, mm-hmm. in this new setting. And so that happens to be more about a cafe and coffee and financial education mm-hmm. and empowering the consumer to make better financial choices. But why is it that human connection has to only happen inside of a credit union branch? It does not. Where are the after-hours work functions that you can create for small businesses within your seg or within your community? Mm-hmm. Where is the idea of ramping up the idea of community involvement? We do not have to be connected to a member only within the context of a branch, because we know that only 30% of transactions now or less are actually held there. So I want credit unions to think differently about where and how they connect. Mm-hmm. So at the bottom line, the idea of, as Dr. Brené Brown from the University of Houston said, she said, we are biologically as humans pre-wired for human connection, but how we are connecting is changing. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm here to talk about today, not to shame people or make people feel bad here, but to say, wow, the greatest gift I can give to another human being is to let them know that they have been heard and listened to and understood. Right. And so training has to change. What happens within the context of the branch has to change. We have to look at our mobile and our digital platform and say, are we creating venues to interact with the member mm-hmm. on their terms mm-hmm. at their time? So is our mobile our chat feature? Is it a functionality? We can look at voice. This applies to everything, but I want to bring it back to, are we establishing a human connection? Are we even thinking about what it's like to be in the life experience of that member? Mm-hmm. And are we speaking to that? Because only when you do that are you giving the member what they need. And this is where you make the member relationship sticky and more products per household and revenue and all those metrics that are essentially important. But one final thought. I have many thoughts, but I'll keep this short because I realize
no, that's okay.
I'm going to run out of time.
This is good stuff.
The idea of an emotionally connected consumer. There has been research by a firm that looked at 60,000 retail relationships of customers and, of banks and members of credit unions. And what they know is if you look at the difference between a highly engaged consumer, mm-hmm. excuse me, a highly satisfied member or customer mm-hmm. versus an emotionally connected. The highly satisfied customer is obviously very good, but they have an attrition rate that is 9%. The attrition rate of an emotionally connected customer is less than 2%. Wow. The profitability over the course of a lifetime of a highly satisfied customer is almost $10,000. The lifetime profitability of an emotionally connected customer or member mm-hmm. is almost $60,000. So the things that I'm talking about today have real value and bottom line impact mm-hmm. and metrics. But I will start, or I will leave, or depart here today with where I started. The greatest gift we can give to another human being is to let them know that they have been heard mm-hmm. and listened to mm-hmm. and understood.
Can I ask you one follow-up question to that? Because when you said emotionally engaged, that's the kind of customer, or in this case, member you want.
Right.
How, because I know this is going to go through the minds of your audience, like, how do we get that? How do we get to there? How do we get our members to be emotionally engaged with us so right. we don't have that attrition rate? We want them to stick with us.
You expand the idea of training. You know, so much of training in financial services, doesn't matter if it's credit union or bank, is focused on product features and benefits and making sure that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. Or did I say that right? Yeah, okay.
We get it.
All of that stuff. So listening skills. So you practice active listening skills. So if I'm sitting with you mm-hmm. as a member, active listening means not just about making sure that I heard everything you said so I could repeat it back to you, but say, okay, so you are saying to me, Mike, that you want to refinance your mortgage. You feel like, you know, you need to take a little extra cash out because you're trying to plan for your daughter's college education or whatever the case may be.
You're in my head. Know me so well already.
Yeah, isn't that kind of an easy one, right? So active listening skills, and where I'm going with this, it's taking me a long time to get there, is that training needs to be expanded mm-hmm. to include active listening as opposed to just passive listening.
Yep. Yep.
And so I would start there and really understand what it's like to be within that member's journey of their life. Mm-hmm. So that would be a starting point.
Okay. Cool. I like that. Okay, yeah. I'll let you tease them with the rest of it, or okay. let them, this, that was a great teaser for us. So cool. Where can we find out, to wrap up here, where can we find out more about you, what you teach, okay. and do you have like a website, or, right. or what? Where can we find you?
Right. I'm CEO of Market Insights, okay. for marketinsights.com. That's okay. F-O-R, the word market, the word insights.com. Mm-hmm. My Twitter handle is @MI_Sullivan. Gotcha. And we work with credit unions and community banks mm-hmm. across the country. We are the representative of the little guy. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not here to work with monster institutions. We're here to work with the small ones. So you can reach me at that website. You okay. can reach me at that Twitter handle. And everything that we do, from market assessment studies to delivery optimization studies to strategic planning, to help organizations position themselves for the future.
Very cool. Great message to end on. Joe, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
Well done, sir. Oh, my gosh. This is something we could have gone on for at least a half hour on.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Good stuff.
You know,